Hello, everybody. It's Dr. JR here. Welcome you to AI Innovations Unleashed, part of the AI in 5 podcast series. 5 minutes, 3 stories, 1 goal. Odd, under-the-radar AI news that you should know about. So grab your coffee or energy drink like me, and because we're going full throttle. All right, picture this. A robot vacuum, a stick of butter, and a language model running the show. That's the real-world experiment from Andon Labs, the Butter Bench. Researchers asked a robot, assisted by leading large language models, those LLMs, to pick up a block of butter, find a human, deliver it, then return to dock. In theory, a piece of cake. In practice, an existential crisis. The top model hit around 40% success, whereas humans averaged it around 95%. One transcript quoted the bot. I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. Initiate robot exorcism protocol. Why is this so funny and yet serious? It shows the gap between text brain intelligence, LLM, and body brain intelligence, robots in the physical world. One of the researchers summed up, LLMs are not ready to be robots. So what's your takeaway? If you write about AI side effects, you can lean into the absurd robot meltdown trope. For technologists and the real world, we still have a ton of fun to do when it comes to embodied intelligence. Next up, creativity. A new preprint titled Stable Diffusion Models Reveal a Persisting Human and AI Gap in Visual Creativity by Rondini found humans, especially visual artists, outperformed general visual AI models when left to their own devices. The ranking went visual artist, non-artist, AI with high human guidance, AI self-guided, which is the worst. Even the best AI needed human prompt guidance to get close. That means the spark of human intuition contests that sideways leap. Still hard for all those machines. An academic expert said, when asked, well, whether AI will fully replace human creators, the filmmaker Shekhar Kapoor said, AI can enhance, not replace, human imagination. AI can process and predict based on patterns, but only human imagination, led by curiosity and charged by knowing the unknown, helps bring meaning and purpose. So what does that mean? Highlight that collaboration between yourself and your machine and hit that sweet spot. For industry, don't bet the farm on AI doing every creative job out there. Alrighty, let's buckle up and hit some 3 quick ones. Weird ones, worth noting. Agent 365, a new management layer from Microsoft for autonomous AI agents in the workplace. It lets IT teams monitor, quarantine misbehaving AI agents, and govern access across systems, including third-party tools. Why else does this matter? Well, as more anonymous AI agents emerge, platforms like this will be critical for governments. But also, yes, agents might go haywire, so we need those babysitters. Next is the AI's climate surprise. A report flagged that AI tools could unlock to 1 trillion barrels of oil by efficiency and optimization. In other words, AI might inadvertently drive fossil fuel expansion rather than decarbonization. Why does it matter? Usually, we think AI equals green, but here's a darker twist. Power, energy, and unintended consequences. And the weird tool corner, the 10 weirdest AI tools you've never heard of, includes things like Gift Ruli, it's a gift idea AI, and Somni AI. It interprets your dreams into visuals. Why does it matter? Great for inspiration, weird for caution. Some AI use cases are quirky, fun, harmless. Others, what's the boundary here? I don't know. So what's the thread in all these? These stories together tell the truth. AI is powerful, weird, and accelerating, but still very human-shaped. The butter robot shows embodied intelligence is still weak. The creativity study shows human context, nuance, still matter. The quick hitters showed us agents, climate, and weird tools. The frontier is definitely messy. It's not clean. So if you're designing stories, projects, research, ask, what kind of intelligence? Text only, visual, physical, contextual, that distinction matters. From Joe Westhall,
a co-host of Bloomberg's Odd Lots on the AI investment boom. I don't know. I use it for interview prep, but can I actually point to something and say, now I'm more productive? It's really tough. So the translation is, hype is high, but real productivity gains? Elusive. And that's been your 5-minute ride on the weird and wonderful news of the AI world. I'm Dr. JR saying, thanks for tuning in. If you like this 5-minute blast, share it with someone who says, AI will fix everything tomorrow. They could use a dose of nuance. Until next time, stay curious, stay playful, and keep poking all those weird...